It's time for the Wichita State Shocker Men's Basketball Coaches Show with your head coach, Isaac Brown. Now let's go live to AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley at the corner of 13th and Greenwich Road with the voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy.
Good evening. Welcome to AJ's. And we are finally, it appears, going to get the men's basketball season underway this week with two games here at home. The Shockers taking on Oral Roberts on Wednesday night and Missouri on Sunday afternoon. It is a great pleasure to welcome Isaac Brown, who I will mention is technically the interim head coach at Wichita State. Unless somebody higher up tells me I've got to use that interim term all the time, yeah, we'll just drop that from now on. He is the head coach for this season. And IB, welcome. I know you've done a number of interviews since you were named the interim head coach, but this is your first coach's show, and we'll get acquainted. I know there are a lot of questions that people have, but welcome. And I guess I'll start by saying, can you even put into words what this whole thing has been like going through, first of all, COVID-19 and all the changes that's brought to how you practice and how you prepare, and then to find out that Greg Marshall was leaving the program and all of a sudden you're the man in charge?
Yeah, it's been the start was a difficult transition just with everything that happened with the COVID-19 and all the other stuff. But the guys have really came together. They've bought in. They've been practicing hard. It's been all about team and not an individual. And we've just been really energized in practice. They've been playing hard and playing together, playing as one, trying to play Shocker basketball.
You know, obviously, anytime you're in an interim head coaching position, you have no idea what's going to happen come March or May or whatever it may be. And I'm guessing that that's something that you can't even allow yourself to think about, that it's just kind of a day-by-day practice, prepare for games, let's do the best we can as we go through this whole thing.
Yeah, the interim tag hadn't really bothered me, you know what I'm saying? I'm just more focused on these kids and making sure that we have a good season, making sure we're organized, and just making sure we're playing together and we just bring that Shocker banner basketball on the basketball court. I just want them to be prepared, the coaching staff. It's not about us. It's about them being prepared and them having a good season.
We'll get into your background a little bit in a moment, but I was wondering, you're 51 years old. This would have been your 19th season as a Division I assistant. And so obviously it hasn't been just a have-to-burning thing to become a head coach at some point. But just give us a little bit about your outlook on all that. Have you been involved in at least exploring some head coaching opportunities in the past?
Yes, since I've been at Wichita State, I've been involved with like three head coaching jobs. One was this summer, and I pulled out of it, and I thought I had an opportunity to get it, but I just felt like it wasn't the right fit for me, and I was at one of the best schools in the country, and I didn't want to leave unless it was just the perfect fit. But the transition has been good. I've gotten a lot of experience here the last 6 years and worked with a lot of great coaches and a lot of great players.
You know, that's something that some people might not understand, but I know, and knowing a lot of people over the years, that in some respects it's better to be an assistant coach in a really good program and in a winning situation than to just become a head coach, taking on a rebuilding situation that might be very, very difficult to even impossible.
Yeah, I think so too. A lot of times when you're at a school like Wichita State and you're playing in front of, 11,000 and 16,000 sometimes downtown, you don't want to just take any job. You want a great job. And I think a lot of times guys rush and make quick decisions and wind up taking jobs that they probably shouldn't have taken. I mean, I think we'll know when it's the perfect fit for us. I like where I'm at. I was excited about being an assistant coach here for 6 years, and I'm excited about this position.
Just to fill people in, you're a native of Pascagoula, Mississippi. You played at Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College for 2 years, a year under Kermit Davis at Texas A&M, and then there was a coaching change, so you transferred, finished your collegiate career at Louisiana Monroe under Mike Vining, 2 years as an assistant at Pearl River Community College, high school for a year in your hometown, 2 more years in JUCO at Okaloosa Walton, which is now Northwest Florida State Community College, and then 18 years as a Division I assistant. Through all of that experience, who have been some of the most major influences on you as a coach and informing kind of a coaching philosophy?
The first guy I would say is my high school coach, Gary Gagliano. You know, he took care of me a lot in high school, all the athletes on our team. And it was more than just basketball with him. It wasn't about wins and losses. It was more about preparing us for life. So I would say he was the first guy that I really got attached to. A guy that I worked with in junior college at Okaloosa Walden was a guy named Bruce Stewart. Bruce Stewart was the head coach at Middle Tennessee State back in the day, and they won a bunch of NCAA tournament games. So I learned a lot about recruiting working under him. Then I went and worked for a guy named John Pelfrey. And John Pelfrey was an assistant coach. Well, he played for Rick Pitino back in the day at Kentucky. One of my high school teammates played alongside of him. So working with him was exciting because the style of play was really fun. We wanted to get out and press and make teams uncomfortable. I worked with another guy. His name was John Brady. John Brady was a Final Four coach at LSU. He taught me a lot for us, the recruiting, for us, you know, X and O stuff in practice. And then I went on to Louisiana Tech to work for a guy named Michael White. And Michael White at the time, outside of coach, was like the hottest coach in college basketball as a head coach. He's now the head coach at Florida. So I think I learned a little bit from all of those guys. When I got here, you know, working with coach, I really learned a lot about being organized, about executing, about, you know, building toughness and just, you know, being able to win when you're not scoring on offense.
One of the many things that I've read since you took this job, one of the comments, and I can't remember specifically who said it, but they said you're a good listener. I know that you have absorbed everything that you could under each of those people you talked about that you've played under and worked under and so forth. I heard a comment over the weekend that I know you will probably identify with and appreciate. It had nothing to do with sports. It was actually an interview with George Clooney, who had heard a line in a movie one time that said, "I never learned anything from listening to myself talk." And I know that that's kind of you. You prefer to stay in the background. You ask a lot of questions. You try to learn and absorb from everybody you've been around.
I think I've learned so much here. You know, at my other jobs, I was on the road a lot recruiting and just trying to get all the best players I could to the program. Once I got here at Wichita State, you know, coach allowed me to do a lot of on-the-floor coaching, you know, a lot of scouting reports, giving me different tasks that I had to fill within the program. So I think it's really prepared me for this moment to be a head coach.
And I'm glad you mentioned that. I don't have an opportunity. I haven't had a lot to be close to the bench during games, but a couple of times that I have, that particular game was your scout, and it seemed like you did have a pretty fair amount of input and verbal connection during the game for that particular game, maybe calling defenses or that sort of thing. And so do you feel like those opportunities kind of accelerated what you're ready for as a head coach?
Yes, I think anytime the head coach gives you a lot of deals where you can, you know, do scouting reports, you can write up practice plans, you can stop practice and tell guys what they're doing right and what they're not doing right. I think all that stuff prepares you to be a head coach, and it helps you down the line.
You're listening to Isaac Brown, Wichita State's new head basketball coach. This is our first show of the season. The Shockers, after not getting to play in South Dakota last week, will open the season at home on Wednesday against Oral Roberts. And we'll continue with Coach Brown in just a moment from AJ Sports Grill at the Elm.
When you're ready to retire, do it with a dental plan that gives you the smile power to make your golden years sparkle. When you're 10 minutes late for the breakfast menu and the server isn't a morning person. When your highfalutin son-in-law has grilling suggestions that are all hot air. You need an affordable and high-quality dental insurance plan to protect your healthy smile so you can unleash your smile power. Unleash your smile power with Delta Dental of Kansas.
It's time to go inside the numbers with BKD, CPAs, and advisors. BKD has proudly served the Midwest for more than 90 years. Your team values excellence as much as ours, and we're your biggest fans. As you look toward continued growth and profitability, BKD has the bench strength and resources to help you develop a winning strategy. Everyone needs a trusted advisor. Who's yours? Go to BKD.com and go Shocks!
Wake up, comb your hair, grab your keys, go to work, clock in, clock out, sit in traffic, get home, TV on, grab a beer, roll a joint, take a sip, take a hit, relax. Hungry? Barbecue sounds good. Delivery? Nah, not good to drive. Get in the car, get on the road, run the red. Never saw the other car.
DUIs, jail time, death. These can and will happen if you drive impaired. Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Transportation and your Kansas law enforcement community.
AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley, 13th and Greenwich Road in Wichita, your new home for Shocker Coaches shows. Be sure to check out our all-new burger menu because Mondays are burger days at AJ's. And don't forget, Thursdays are buy one, get one free pizza day. Dine in only and excludes the Superdome. Join us for happy hour every day from 2 to 6 p.m. and 9 to 11 p.m. While you're here, ride the go-karts, take a turn in the laser maze, enjoy the game room, or bowl a couple games. AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley, home of the Superdome 29-inch pizza. Two locations in Wichita and one in Hutchinson. Proud supporter of Shocker Athletics.
When two teams compete on the court, there can only be one winner. But in business and life, Koch Industries believes that win-win outcomes are the key to long-term success. That's why Koch creates innovations to meet everyday needs like cleaner water, renewable fuels, advanced medical devices, safer vehicles, and energy-efficient building materials. See the inspiring stories for yourself at kochindustries.com.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
You're listening to the Isaac Brown Show with Mike Kennedy. We're live at AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley at the corner of 13th and Greenwich Road.
Welcome back to our first show with head basketball coach Isaac Brown. Wichita State heading into its season opener on Wednesday. You know, we talked about your background, an assistant coach for 18 years in Division I, 4 years in junior college, and certainly recruiting was a big part of what you've done over the years. Even going back to your junior college, as I was reading in your resume, you had Kedrick Brown in junior college to Okaloosa-Walton, who was the first junior college player to ever be a lottery pick in the NBA draft. So certainly that's a major part of your background. But we talked about some of the influences on you. What's kind of your philosophy? How do you like to play if you can now that you're a head coach? What kind of style and so forth?
I think on offense we want to play fast. We want to try to push the ball hard in transition to try to get easy baskets so we don't have to go against a set defense every time up the court. I think if we can't get it hard out in transition, we want to, you know, bring it up and put a guy in position to score. Like if it's a big guy, run a set for him to get a post up. If it's a guard, run a set for him to get a three. You know, defensively, we want to make teams uncomfortable. We want to press. You know, that may be a 2-2-1 press. There may be a full court, 1-2-1-1 in the half court. We want to make teams uncomfortable. We don't want them to go against the defense they go against every day in practice. We want to play with toughness. We want to rebound and not allow teams second shots.
And there's been a lot of conversation, and we'll get into who's healthy right now and all that later, but this team has been described as maybe the most athletic team that has been here during Greg Marshall's tenure and now the transition into your first year. And do you feel like you have the kind of players athletically who can play the way you like to play?
I think we do. I think we did a great job in the recruiting. Coach Cadino and Coach Waterman, those guys did a great job this summer recruiting, bringing in some guys. And we're athletic. We're probably the most athletic team that I've been around since I've been here at Wichita State, but it's still one of the youngest and not experienced team. You know, again, when anytime you bring in eight new players, that makes you a young team.
You know, this is a system that you've been part of for 6 years as an assistant, and it's something that, you were practicing it. You were working these guys into it when Coach Marshall resigned. So I'm assuming that certainly you'll continue for the most part with that system, but are there some little tweaks that you'd like to make as you go on?
I believe in the system. You know, I've been a part of this staff for 6 years, and I'll never forget the first time we played in the NCAA tournament. And I think we were playing Arizona. And I'm sitting there on that bench, and we were up 30 against Arizona. So I believe in the blueprint. I believe everything we do for us pushing the ball in transition. I love everything we're doing defensively. So everything will be the same. You know, we're still going to play fast, and we're still going to play hard on defense and defend teams, make them uncomfortable, and not allow second shots.
You mentioned Coach Godino, Coach Waterman. This is the third year that you have worked with them. So, obviously, in this sudden transition, it has to be important that you are very well coordinated with them. I know that you have a feel for their strengths and what they're really good at. And so have you as a staff kind of sat down and discussed, all right, this is how we're going to maybe re-split up who's in charge of what, who's responsible for what?
Yes, we meet every day. And basically I told them guys, you know, you need to prepare to be our head coach as well one day. And I want them guys doing everything, you know, recruiting, X and O stuff, you know, meeting with the players. So we're just trying to be well-rounded, all of us.
And certainly, do you feel like maybe there's a little more designating necessary in this first year till you kind of get your feet wet and taking on things like this, like doing media and doing coaches shows and things that you haven't had to do before?
Yeah, it's a lot more. You know, guys got to be in certain positions now because, you know, Lou does recruiting. Coach Waterman does recruiting. Both of them are preparing with players. Both of them are doing individual work with the players. And I'm doing a lot of more tasks like, you know, radio shows and stuff like that. So those guys are handling more the day-to-day work like the individuals and stuff like that.
And for those who don't know, you guys as assistants split up the opponents. You all did scouting reports, which included preparing video and then also the walkthroughs at shoot around and so forth. And then Coach Marshall also watched a lot of video and was also involved in the game preparation. So will that continue to kind of be the process where you kind of do the overall preparation in addition to each guy having his individual games that he prepares for?
Yes, it'll be the same way. You know, we divide the scouts up between the three coaches, you know, Coach Waterman, Coach Godino, and Coach Kennedy. And I'll just, you know, overview all the scouts. But all those guys have divided the scouts up equally, and I think we'll do a good job at trying to break those down.
And you mentioned Coach Kennedy, and that's somebody that I definitely wanted to talk with you about. You have hired Billy Kennedy to mm-hmm. fill out what was essentially became an open position on the staff when you became the head coach. And talk a little bit about Billy Kennedy and your history with him, because I know it goes back a long way.
Wow. I met Billy Kennedy when I was in 11th grade. My high school coach, Gary Gagliano, was from New Orleans. And Billy Kennedy was an AAU coach in New Orleans. And Billy came to one of our games. And 2 years later, 3 years later, when I signed with Texas A&M, Billy Kennedy was one of the guys that recruited me. Billy went on to coach at Southeast Louisiana, Murray State. We stayed in contact. We would see each other on the road. He offered me a job at one of those places, but I was already had a job at a, you know, higher level at the time. He ended up getting a Texas A&M job. We stayed in contact, and when this position came open, you know, I was just thinking about guys that had head coaching experience, thinking about guys that could be good mentors for these players, and thinking about guys just would fit in with our staff, and Billy Kennedy was just the perfect guy.
I don't want to embarrass you by mentioning this, but this is a guy that's been a Division I head coach for 21 years, in Division I over 30 years, basically was out of coaching the last year or so. And he thought enough of you to come back and take an assistant's position on your staff, and I would think that's got to be pretty gratifying.
Yes, it was. You know, he was working in the NBA as a scout for the Brooklyn Nets, and, you know, when I called him, you know, I told him the situation and told him how bad I needed him and told him about our other assistant coaches, just wanted to make sure those guys were fine. And he wanted to do it because, you know, college basketball is a team deal. You know, a lot of times when you're in the NBA and you're scouting, that's a little different. But he wanted to get back to college, and I'm just so excited that he was willing to come back and help us this year on the bench.
And obviously, and Lou Godino, we should mention, is in his 16th year as a Division I assistant coach. So he's got a tremendous amount of experience. Coach Waterman was a head coach in the prep school level in South Carolina before he came here. But Billy Kennedy, with all that head coaching experience, has got to be a valuable voice, not only in practice, but during the course in the heat of a game sometimes.
Yeah, just somebody you can lean on. Like, I trust Coach Tyson. I trust Coach Godino. But like you said, Coach Kennedy, man, he's got so much experience at this level. He's won at every level. He's won at Southeast Louisiana. He won at Murray State. He the one that got the tradition started at Murray State. And he also won at Texas A&M. taking those guys to the Sweet 16. You know, he can coach, he can recruit, and he's a good mentor for these players. He's somebody that's been mentoring me for 30 years now.
You know, I learned that you guys were not going to play in South Carolina, I texted you and said, you know, really sorry, I was looking forward to getting the season started. And one of the things you said in response was, well, I guess it gives us more time. And I guess in the case of Coach Kennedy, I know he made a quick transition to get up there. He was going to be on the bench in South Dakota. But do you feel like it's certainly to his benefit that he's had another week or so now to get a little more familiar with the team and see some practices and so forth?
Yes, 100%. I think that helps Coach to get to know our players, and it helps our players get to know him. But I'm just excited about the fact that he's had more practice time, because he came on that Saturday that we were getting ready to leave and fly out. And now he has 3 or 4 practices on his belt, so he know our system a little bit better, and he can, you know, help us a little bit more with just what he's seen so far.
You are listening to Wichita State head basketball coach Isaac Brown, our first coach's show of the season, as the Shockers get ready to open it up against Oral Roberts on Wednesday, and we'll continue from AJ's right after this.
Movers, located in Cheney, Kansas, is the largest Chevy and Ford dealer in Kansas. At Lubers in Cheney, you'll find over 700 vehicles to choose from. And Lubers is a 30-year member of the Shocker Wheels Club. Plus, many family members and employees are Wichita State University graduates. And even more still, are fans of WSU athletics. So take the short drive to Lubers in Cheney, Kansas. You'll be glad you did. Lubers, proud supporter of Shocker athletics.
Hey, Shocker fans! Ready for a new and exciting golf membership? Join the club where Shocker fans and staff play. When you join Great Life, you have 2 beautiful golf courses to choose from: Tallgrass Country Club and Willow Bend Golf Club. Experience our warm and inviting country club atmosphere. Perfect your skills at our excellent practice facilities, all included with that one membership. Enjoy the best golfing value in Wichita at one of our courses and spend more time on the fairway with Great Life.
Is the front end of your car shaking like a WooShock opponent? Well, if so, head for Kansas Land Tire before the next Shocker basketball game. At Kansas Land Tire, they can balance and align your front end, as well as give your outfit that wintertime once over. That includes cooling system to the brakes to everything in between, making sure you and your car are both ready for another Kansas winter. Name brand tires and every type of mechanical service, it's what they do and do well at Kansas Land Tire. Find the shop nearest you at KansasLandTire.com. If you're out of air or need repair, these guys care.
What if good health was infectious? What if the benefits of a healthy lifestyle could spread throughout our community, providing each and every Kansan with the opportunity to live a healthier, happier life? At the Kansas Health Foundation, that's our mission. We invest in the ideas that combat today's top health threats, because we believe that every Kansan deserves the chance to be healthy. Learn more at kansashealth.org. Go Shocks!
Give your employees the smile power they need to conquer any business challenge with a healthy grin. When you want your top people to feel at the top of their game. When your sales team is fresh out of rebuttals and the deal needs to get closed. When it's time to pick a dental insurance plan, give your employees the nation's largest network of smile-defending dentists with plan options that meet your company's budget. Unleash your smile power with Delta Dental of Kansas.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
You're listening to the Isaac Brown Show with Mike Kennedy. We're live at AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley at the corner of 13th and Greenwich Road.
I just got to ask you, how's that sound hearing, listening to the Isaac Brown Show? This has all got to be just a little bit surreal still right now, I would think, after 13 days.
It really is, but I tell you, we've been focusing on practice and those guys so much till I guess it hadn't really hit me yet, because I hadn't had the opportunity to call a timeout, anything like that.
Yeah, and speaking of, you have a reputation. A number of former players and so forth have spoken out that you're a guy that always took an interest in everyone, always was checking up on everyone, and I'm sure that while the role changes to some degree as a head coach, that's just your nature, and it's something that you will still continue to do.
Yeah, I'll still continue to listen to the players and, you know, talk to them off the court, you know, after the games, try to give them a pep talk. But as a head coach, I got to win games. So if you're not doing what you're supposed to do and I bring you out, I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you the reason you came out, And, you know, after the game, I'll give you a pep talk and get you energized and ready to go to the next game. But I think I got to keep it real with those guys, why you're in the game and why you're not in the game. And the number one thing is not about anything else but winning the game. So we got to do what it takes to win.
This has been your life. You've been in basketball pretty much your entire life. And I've read a couple of places where one of the things that's always been important to you, you felt like you had a really enjoyable experience as a college player. It was an important part of your life. And so any of the young men that you've coached since then, that's been foremost in your mind, that they hopefully have the same kind of experience that you had.
Yeah, well, you know, growing up as a high school player, a college player, I just remember having great experiences. And I'm close with all my college coaches that I, you know, I coached Mike Vine and coached me at Northeast Louisiana. Me and him were just talking the other night. You know, he was congratulating me. Coach Kennedy, me and him still talk. You know, he works with me now. Kermit Davis, who's the head coach at Ole Miss, he called me the other night. We have a good experience. I just want these guys to, you know, have a good life after basketball, and you just want to build men. We want to be the builders of men.
I think this is impressive, and I think people would be interested to know this. Right after it was announced that you were going to become the interim head coach, you sat down with each of the players, talked with them individually, and also called their parents. And why was that important to you?
I just felt like, you know, I wanted to let them know that it wasn't about me being the head coach. It's all about you guys. I want to make sure you guys have a great experience. I wanted to call all the parents before it leaked out that I was the head coach and talk to them before it got really busy. And I just felt like I was wanted to let them know that nothing has changed. We still want their son to have a great experience in college. We still want their son to be a part of our basketball team. And we still want to help him develop on the basketball court and off the basketball court. So our entire staff felt that was important, that we had to call those families and meet with those kids individually.
You also have a reputation for having had kind of a special connection with kids that maybe come from a little bit of a difficult background. You didn't grow up in the most easy of circumstances yourself and have an understanding for that.
Yeah, I came from a single-parent home, you know. I grew up in a single-parent home where my mom was the only person in the family that worked, and she always told me that education would help you get a better life. And I'm just always telling these guys about life after basketball, because one day the ball will stop bouncing and you got to have something to fall back on. And you never know who you meet in life, so you got to always have good spirits every time you meet someone.
You touched on this when I asked you the first question, but as an assistant coach, typically you're in a situation like during games where if a player gets pulled out of the game, the head coach says something first, sometimes somewhat pointedly, and then they sit down next to one of the assistants, and your job's to kind of positive reinforcement, build them back up, remind them what they weren't doing or whatever. Now you have to be the guy that makes that pointed first reference sometimes, and is that something that you're still kind of working through in your mind of how you kind of walk that tightrope a little bit?
I don't think so. You know, a lot of times those guys came out the game, you know, last year, and I would go down on the bench and give them, you know, something that they needed to hear. But after the game, I would try to give them some positive reinforcement just to pep them up, get them going for the next practice. But I think Coach Godino, Coach Kennedy, Coach Waterman, those guys that do a good job on the bench. You know, I may take somebody out. They may be mad about coming out, but I think the assistant coaches will let them know exactly why they came out. I think when you tell these kids the truth and the reasoning for why you're coming out, I think they can handle that a little better.
You know, the other part of being a head coach for the first time, this, to me, this should never be. It should not be a situation. But it just, I've seen it enough over all the years I've been around college athletics. Officials are going to somewhat test new head coaches. There's like a different standard for you than there is for guys that they've known for 15 or 20 years. And so have you kind of anticipated that, to be strong enough to support your team, to make your point, but understand that you're going to be a little bit on thin ice with the officials for a little while?
Yeah, a lot of these officials I've been knowing, but like you said, it's been at a different position as assistant coach. But I think I've have a good relationship with most of those guys that I'll give them my honest opinion and try not to get any technicals because we don't want to do that. We don't want our players getting technicals, and we don't want the head coach or the assistant coaches getting technicals. So we'll just try to, you know, make sure that everything is fair and, you know, try to tell our players not to talk to officials.
You know, I just thought of this question, but I would think that as an assistant coach, certainly there are times during a game you observe something, maybe you feel like you'd like to say something, but it's really the place of the head coach to make that point or to say whatever. And just like dealing with officials, has that in some ways maybe taught you some restraint where as much as you want to say something to an official, you've already kind of practiced a little bit, holding back a little bit and being a little more tactful?
Yes, exactly. I think as assistant coach, you know, a lot of times you weren't able to get up and talk to the referees. So what we tried to do, if we saw something during a timeout, we would let coach know and he would meet with those guys during the timeout or something like that. So you count on your assistant coaches a lot to tell you stuff that they see. And then during the timeout, you try to go to the official and talk to him about it.
Obviously, this has been just a crazy, unique year. And so your guys, from the beginning of practice this fall, were in a different situation than they've ever been, practicing with all the COVID protocols and testing and doing all the things you have to do. And then on top of that, a head coach suddenly resigns, roughly a week before the season's supposed to start. What's your perception in terms of just how these guys have handled things and how they are continuing to handle things?
I think they've handled it fantastic. Just, you know, from the way they've came to practice, from the leadership, from the energy about those guys, just doing everything that they were doing, like for us going to class, making sure they're showing up on time for, you know, academic meetings, making sure they're doing all their schoolwork on their Zooms, making sure they're in strength and conditioning, and just having a lot of energy in practice. I think the leadership from our older guys, Tyson Isleton, Dexter Dennis, Morris Udeze, Trey Wade, those guys have done a great job molding those younger guys and just bringing a lot of energy in practice.
I'll try to ask this as tactfully as I can, but I think it was obvious to a lot of people that it wasn't always a real cohesive group last year that clicked, and there were a number of players that transferred and so forth. In some ways, has that been a positive with the guys returning, kind of seeing how they don't want things to be? And maybe you talked about some of those guys taking leadership roles, how they want it to feel different within this team this year.
I think they've done a great job with those young guys, just letting them know that it's all about winning. And if one person scores a bunch of points and we lose the game, it doesn't matter. So those guys are coming together and all they want to do is win. So they're preparing and practice every day hard. They're watching film, making sure they got an understanding of what's going on. And they're all bought in. It's all about team. All they want to do is win games. They're not caught up on who does the most scoring, who gets the most assists. To them, the most important thing is just winning the game.
And you mentioned that, first of all, it just makes sense to continue with pretty much the same system. That's what you're all familiar with. That's what they've been learning. It's not necessarily the easiest system in the world to learn, and you've got a lot of new guys. How do you feel about how the newer guys have kind of picked things up and progressed here in the fall?
Since I've been here in the 6 years, I think those new guys have picked it up as quick as anyone. Those guys have been coming in a lot extra with Coach Tyson, Coach Waterman, Coach Nick Jones, Coach Billy Kennedy, watching a lot of film, you know, watching our sets. And, you know, after practice, we have a group of guys that may not have a great understanding of the plays, and they stay there and get about 15 to 20 minutes extra. And those guys are just really bought in. You know, they're watching a lot of scouting reports, like I said. They're watching a lot of film on our system every day. So I feel like they're bought in pretty good, and they know the system well.
Well, hopefully you've learned a little bit more about Isaac Brown, and we're going to talk about the players and the team that you're going to have wearing the gold and yellow, or the black and yellow this fall and into the winter starting on Wednesday. So we'll be back to talk about this year's Shocker team on the Isaac Brown Show from H's.
When Koch Industries seeks new talent for its workforce, it travels all of 2 miles from its global headquarters to Wichita State University. The team at Coke is filled with Shockers who are creating innovations to meet everyday needs like cleaner water, renewable fuels, advanced medical devices, safer vehicles, and energy-efficient building materials. See the inspiring stories for yourself at kochindustries.com.
Wake up, comb your hair, grab your keys, go to work, clock in, clock out, sit in traffic, get home, TV on, grab a beer, roll a joint, take a sip, take a hit, relax. Hungry? Barbecue sounds good. Delivery? Nah, you're good to drive. Get in the car, get on the road, run the red. Never saw the other car.
DUIs, jail time, death. These can and will happen if you drive impaired. Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Transportation and your Kansas law enforcement community.
AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley, 13th and Greenwich Road in Wichita, your new home for Shocker Coaches shows. Be sure to check out our all-new burger menu because Mondays are burger days at AJ's. And don't forget, Thursdays are buy one, get one free pizza day. Dine in only and excludes the Superdome. Join us for happy hour every day from 2 to 6 p.m. and 9 to 11 p.m. While you're here, ride the go-karts, take a turn in the laser maze, enjoy the game room, or bowl a couple games. AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley, home of the Superdome 29-inch pizza. Two locations in Wichita and one in Hutchinson. Proud supporter of Shocker Athletics.
It's time to go inside the numbers with BKD, CPAs, and advisors. BKD has proudly served the Midwest for more than 90 years. Your team values excellence as much as ours, and we're your biggest fans. As you look toward continued growth and profitability, BKD has the bench strength and resources to help you develop a winning strategy. Everyone needs a trusted advisor. Who's yours? Go to BKD.com and go Shocks!
Lubers, located in Cheney, Kansas, is the largest Chevy and Ford dealer in Kansas. At Lubers in Cheney, you'll find over 700 vehicles to choose from. And Lubers is a 30-year member of the Shocker Wheels Club. Plus, many family members and employees are Wichita State University graduates. And even more still, are fans of WSU Athletics. So take the short drive to Lubers in Cheney, Kansas. You'll be glad you did. Lubers, proud supporter of Shocker Athletics.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
You're listening to the Isaac Brown Show with Mike Kennedy. We're live at AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley at the corner of 13th and Greenwich Road.
Welcome back to our first Isaac Brown Show of the new basketball season. And it is brand new. The Shockers will open on Wednesday. I might mention, because of the COVID tests and the Shockers being unable to play in the tournament in South Dakota last week, this will be the latest opening game for a Wichita State team in 47 years. Wow. Because college basketball now typically opens in even mid-November, but even going back a long time, late November, it's the first December opener since the 92-93 season, but that is what it is, and we talked a little bit about there being a lot of new players. How important to get was Al-Tariq Gilbert to come in as a grad transfer from UConn, an experienced Division I player, and in this league even, at such an important position as point guard?
I think it was the most important thing all year long because we lost three guys that played a lot of minutes at that spot. Just to have a guy of Al-Tariq's talent, you know, that's got experience, that played at this level. You know, he was a McDonald's All-American out of high school, played in the McDonald's game. He's one of those kids that can defend and disrupt the other team offensively. He's one of those kids offensively, he can create and get easy baskets for guys. He can break the defense down. He's excellent in ball screens and getting in the lane. And I think he'll make life easier for Dexter and Tyson getting wide open threes. And he'll make Morris and Trey inside be able to get a lot of easy dunks because he's going to create offense by making two people guard him at times.
And I heard kind of through the grapevine that he – A, really likes this system. There is some freedom in it that he feels like he hasn't had before, and that also he has spent a lot of time on his own learning this system, looking at video and really becoming acclimated to it.
Yeah, he's always came in extra since he got here to try to, you know, learn the system as quickly as possible. He's always in the office watching film. He's staying after practice trying to pick up different stuff in our system. Again, he's just one of those guys that, you know, is a coach's dream because he can create plays that's not in your system. Like if our set break down, he's one of those guys that can go make a play and get a guy an easy shot. Or at the end of shot clock, he can create his own shot. He can do a lot of different things.
And you were talking earlier about leadership. Certainly you have some guys coming back who've played a lot, but is it a little easier for him to also become a leader, even though it's his first year in the program, because of all the experience that he has?
Yeah, even though we got leaders on the court already, you know, some experienced guys that, you know, played last year, I always think your point guard has to have some type of ownership, because he's the guy that's connected with the coach. He's the guy that's got the ball in his hands late in the game most of the time. So we need to get good leadership from him, and he's done a great job in practice of picking up everything and encouraging his teammates and making those guys better players.
A guy that is a returning player that I wanted to mention, because to me, he's kind of unique. This is going to be my 41st year of broadcasting Wichita State games, and he is somewhat unique over all that time. Tyson Etienne not only had an excellent freshman year, but during the past summer spent time helping his mother raise money for a shelter in Brooklyn that was affected by COVID. He marched in one of the Black Lives Matter marches. He's kind of a special kid, even beyond the game of basketball, and certainly the kind of guy that you can build a program around.
Yes, he's a unique player. He's a weapon. He's a shooter. He's a guy that has unlimited range. I think he was the top three-point field goal percentage leader in our conference. He's one of those guys that can change the game, because he can make 6 to 8 threes in a game. And he spreads the defense out. I think the fact that we got Al Tariq now, with Tyson sitting out there on that wing and him getting in that lane, it'll open him up a lot to get more wide-open shots now. But he's definitely a weapon. He's a guy that can score the basketball. And he's a guy also that has really developed this summer. Last year, he was strictly playing off the ball. This year, he's more of a combo for us. So he's one of those guys that can rebound it and bring it. He's another guy that can play the point guard position as well.
He also strikes me as a guy that will work on the things he needs to work on. One of the things last year, great three-point shooter. He'll get guys flying at him on the three-point shot. Has he gotten better at bringing that one down, taking a couple of dribbles, and then shooting that medium range shot off of that?
Yes, last year we ran him off a lot of staggers. We ran him off a lot of fade screens. We tried to get him open in transition by spraying it up so he could take threes. But he spent all summer long just working on his ball handling with Coach Waterman and Coach Cadino. And now he's a guy that can come off ball screens. And if you don't guard it correctly, he's going to step up and make a three. He's a guy that late in the shot clock that he doesn't need a screen. He can break you down off the bounce and get in the lane. So he's really developing his game. Not only is he a shooter now, he's a guy that can break you down off the bounce.
Dexter Dennis is a guy who's in his third year in the program. He took the time in the summer to go to the NBA camp circuit and kind of get some feedback on his readiness to maybe make that step in the future. And what do you see from him in terms of maybe turning the corner and getting to that level of consistency that will make him a great player?
Another guy that's a leader on the basketball court, off the court. He's done a great job with the young guys, getting them in the gym, making sure they're getting up shots. Last year for us, he was a guy that was a three-point shooter. This year, again, he's another guy that's really gotten the gym, really developed his ball handling skills, and now he's able to create shots off the bounce. He's getting in the lane, jumping over guys, making jump shots. He's worked on his post-up game. If he's got a smaller guy on him, he may take them down in the block. And he's one of our better defenders. You know, Dexter is a guy that plays, he guards 1 through 4, and he knows our system 2 through 4. So he's one of our better players, and we're expecting a lot out of him this year.
Trey Wade came in last year as a guy who had had a year of Division I at UTEP, then he'd played a year at junior college. He started for you all year. A little bit undersized at the four, but all indications are he really spent some time in the offseason working on his body and getting himself as ready as possible.
Another guy that's been a leader for our team, our young team. He's done a great job at bringing guys in the gym, making sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. Trey is a guy that can, you know, step out and make a wide open three. He's a guy that's gotten better at putting it on the bounce. We're looking for Trey to be able to straight line drive guys. He can drive it left. He can drive it right. He's really worked hard this summer on his post-up game. He didn't post up a lot, but we feel like if we have a smaller guy on him, we can go to the block. And he's a guy that can get, you know, 10 rebounds in a game. So we're expecting him to take his numbers up scoring-wise and rebounding-wise. We're expecting a big year out of Trey.
You know, and certainly one of the things that you notice over the years, offensive rebounding is kind of it's a unique skill because some of it is instinct. Not every really good athlete, really good jumper is necessarily a good offensive rebounder. Trey seems to have those instincts. That seems to be part of his game where he maybe can get you a basket or two every game.
Trey just has a knack for the ball. When the ball is shot, he's always going, and he always says, if you can't get a rebound, the reason you don't get it is because you didn't go. So he's one of those guys that's always touching the paint every time, and he's in tip-top shape. Hopefully he'll be a great rebounder for us this year. You know, last year he probably averaged 5 rebounds a game. Hopefully we can get those numbers up to 6, 7, or 8 this year.
And then Morris Udeze was the guy who was originally going to transfer last spring, then changed his mind, decided to come back. He is your most experienced post player over 2 years. Certainly worked really hard to improve his offense last year. And what about his progression since last season?
I think a lot of people don't know this. 2 years ago, Morris Udeze was our starting center at the beginning of the year. He tore his shoulder. He had to have surgery. And when he came back last year, he wasn't 100%. And he was playing behind Jamie Echenique. He wasn't able to lift weights like he wanted to because he had to do rehab and therapy on the shoulder. This summer, Morris has done a great job at getting bigger and stronger. His shoulder is 100%. We're expecting good things out of him. He's a guy that can really score the ball on the block. He can score it on the block. He just has to do a better job of staying out of foul trouble. And he's worked on his technique all summer long, guarding in the post without fouling. But he's definitely a guy that we can throw the ball to that can get a basket. And he's even improved on his outside game. He's gotten where he can make 18-footers and stationary threes.
A guy in his third year in the program who it might surprise people for me to say what I'm about to say, but certainly a guy that could be an X factor to some degree. Isaiah Poor-Bear-Chandler has had a few flashes in games, but hasn't shown a lot over 2 seasons. And yet I've seen days in practice where he dominated. I mean, the people may not understand the potential that's there, and I know that's a guy that you've worked with a lot and tried to bring along.
Poor-Bear-Chandler has a lot of potential. He's a guy that can score the ball inside and out. He can score it on the block really well with left hooks, right hooks. He can step out on the perimeter and make jump shots. He's gotten himself in tip-top shape. That was the key with him. He's got to do a great job of, like I said, guarding in the post without fouling. But we're expecting a lot from him because he's a guy that can play both positions. He can be a stretch four because he can make jumpers, or he can be a guy that can score it on the block. We just got to do a better job of making sure we're guarding in the post without fouling. But we're expecting good things from Poor-Bear-Chandler. He's really came on this summer.
And obviously has been a guy that I'm sure – being 2 years in the system and having played some now at both positions, the 5 and the 4, it's just got to be more comfortable for him, remembering where he's supposed to be and what he's supposed to execute.
And I think he knows the system now. You know, he's a guy that's been staying after practice every day. I think he's comfortable with knowing all the spots at the 5, and he's always staying after practice, making sure that he knows stuff at the 4 spot. He's also coming in to the film room, watching film with Coach Waterman and Coach Godino, and just making sure he knows our system. He's gotten himself in tip-top shape. He's making sure that he can, you know, create scoring opportunities on the low block and outside on the perimeter.
Usually when you talk about somebody's little brother, it just means they're younger. But in the case of Trevin Wade, he's not only Trey Wade's younger brother, but is significantly smaller in stature, but a pretty dynamic junior college transfer.
Tough kid. He's a point guard. He's a leader. He can run a team. He can defend. He makes guys around him better. I'm so excited we got him on the team. He can really defend, and he can really create shots for others. He's a leader. He's a good basketball player.
Of the other newcomers, because now we're getting into a group that's primarily freshmen, who is maybe, and we'll talk about their availability in just a little bit, but who is maybe from the early practices most ready to possibly step in and help you? And in addition to the freshmen, we're talking about Craig Porter, a junior college transfer.
Yeah, I would say all those guys have showed signs, but Craig Porter's been really good. All he does is win. No matter what team you put him on, he wins the game. You know, he's a guy that can play multiple positions. He plays the 1, he plays the 2, he plays the 3. He can make stationary jump shots. He can create shots for himself. He can create shots to get guys wide open shots. He's a good defender. He's a winner. He's one of those guys that we're expecting a lot of, a guy that can play multiple positions.
And of the freshmen, any of them maybe a little more ready to play now in terms of what they've picked up in the fall?
I would say all the freshmen have been really good. They're really athletic, man. They have a high ceiling. I would say Chauncey Jenkins is a guy that's a combo guard that plays the two and the one. He's a great athlete. He can make stationary jump shots. He's gotten his body bigger and stronger. Ricky Council is an athletic three-man that can play some two-spot. He's a great athlete. He's a guy that can score off the bounce. He's a guy that can make jump shots off the dribble. Jaden Seymour is a guy that's playing the four and the five. He knows both positions. He's a weapon. He can make shots. He can make wide open threes. He can score it off the block. I think all the freshmen are good offensively. They got to improve defensively, and that's for most freshmen. Just learning technique, learning how to guard without fouling. But those guys are athletic enough, and they know our system, and I think they can help us at some point this year.
Well, the Shockers open their season on Wednesday against Oral Roberts at Coke Arena, and they will not, if you haven't heard the rumors, not have a full complement of players. And we'll talk about all of that when we come back to close out our first Isaac Brown show right after this.
This broadcast has been an exclusive presentation of the Shocker Sports Properties Radio Network. Executive producer is Mark Rogers. For information about this broadcast, contact Shocker Sports Properties. Coverage of the Wichita State Shockers is authorized by Shocker Sports Properties and is intended solely for the private use of our audience. Any rebroadcast, internet streaming, or other use of the accounts and descriptions of this game without written consent of Shocker Sports Properties, Playfly Sports, or the University is prohibited. The Shocker Sports Properties Radio Network is a division of Shocker Sports Properties and Playfly Sports.
Hey, Shocker fans! Ready for a new and exciting golf membership? Join the club where Shocker fans and staff play. When you join Great Life, you have two beautiful golf courses to choose from: Tallgrass Country Club and Willowbend Golf Club. Experience our warm and inviting country club atmosphere. Perfect your skills at our excellent practice facilities, all included with that one membership. Enjoy the best golfing value in Wichita at one of our courses and spend more time on the fairway with Great Life.
Is the front end of your car shaking like a WooShock opponent? Well, if so, head for Kansas Land Tire before the next Shocker basketball game. At Kansas Land Tire, they can balance and align your front end as well as give your outfit that wintertime once over. That includes cooling system to the brakes to everything in between, making sure you and your car are both ready for another Kansas winter. Name brand tires and every type of mechanical service, it's what they do and do well at Kansas Land Tire. Find the shop nearest you at KansasLandTire.com. If you're out of air or need repair, these guys care.
When you're ready to retire, do it with a dental plan that gives you the smile power to make your golden years sparkle. When you're 10 minutes late for the breakfast menu and the server isn't a morning person. When your highfalutin son-in-law has grilling suggestions that are all hot air. You need an affordable and high-quality dental insurance plan to protect your healthy smile so you can unleash your smile power. Unleash your smile power with Delta Dental of Kansas.
When two teams compete on the court, there can only be one winner. But in business and life, Koch Industries believes that win-win outcomes are the key to long-term success. That's why Koch creates innovations to meet everyday needs like cleaner water, renewable fuels, advanced medical devices, safer vehicles, and energy-efficient building materials. See the inspiring stories for yourself at kochindustries.com.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
You're listening to the Isaac Brown Show with Mike Kennedy. We're live at AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley at the corner of 13th and Greenwich Road.
Welcome back to our first show with Wichita State head basketball coach Isaac Brown. The Shockers open the season on Wednesday against Oral Roberts. Tip off at 6 o'clock. at Coke Arena. And, of course, unfortunately, none of you can be there. The Shockers will play without fans in the stands for a while at home through the month of December. And speaking of that, I know people are aware that you had some positive tests. A specific number hasn't been out there in the public when you went to South Dakota, causing you to come back without playing in the tournament. And so how many guys will you have for the games this week?
We will have 8 guys that's been in practice, and we won't have 8 guys until after the second game.
And it is a good 8. It's guys that all would have played a lot potentially anyway, but I'm sure that's a new part of the game planning this week is how to best make use of those 8 guys and give them rest when needed and so forth.
It's been a little different in practice. Normally in practice we do a lot of 5-on-5 drills to kind of, you know, show the actions that you're going to see in the game, but we've been having to do those 4-on-4, and we really hadn't had a sub, so we've been trying to do a lot of shooting drills just to help make sure we're in tip-top shape and try to make sure our conditioning is good. You know, anytime you got 8 guys, you got to make sure that you're playing smart and staying out of foul trouble.
And I guess on top of that, is there to some degree maybe a little bit of an approach in practice where you have to maybe do a little less of that, even that 4-on-4 or the type of competitive type things where somebody might turn an ankle or you might lose somebody else?
Yes, our normal practice is probably 2 hours and 15 minutes, you know, when we have a full team. Now we're having to cut back and we're probably going 1 hour 30 minute max, and we're doing a lot more shooting and a lot more conditioning without going body on body because we don't need any injuries right now.
Obviously a first game of the year, not a lot of opportunities to see an opponent, but they have played, Oral Roberts has played a couple of games, so I'm sure you have some video, and they do have some guys that played against you last year here.
Yeah, Oral Roberts is a good basketball team. Right now they're 1-1. They lost at Missouri, and Missouri is a really good basketball team. They bring back like 96% of their offense. They got a good basketball team, Oral Roberts. Last year we played them. It was a 5-point game with 5 minutes left. We end up winning the game by, I think, like 9 points. They're well coached. They can really shoot the three. We got to make sure we do a good job of guarding the 3-point line and slow the big kid down inside. So we got to do a good job of defending the 3-point line and slowing the big kid down inside.
With everything you've gone through with COVID and so forth, I know it had to ultimately be a pretty major disappointment to your players and even to you as a coaching staff not to get to play last week. So has that been something you've had to handle a little bit from the mental side, and I'm sure everybody anxious to get going?
Yeah, it was very disappointing. You know, we flew to South Dakota and we weren't able to play in that tournament. Those guys were really disappointed because, you know, they've been practicing since June. They were ready to go, and that was a good tournament. But I think those guys, you know, understand that this is going on nationally, and it's not just our team. And those guys have bought in this week and just prepared well for this game against Oral Roberts on Wednesday night.
We'll have it for you on Wednesday night, 6 o'clock tip-off, pregame at 5, as the Shockers take on Oral Roberts to open a new season. IB, thank you, and we'll be back here with Coach Brown next Monday from 6 to 7 at AJ's.
Thank you for having me.
This has been the Wichita State Shocker Men's Basketball Coaches Show with Head Coach Isaac Brown and Mike Kennedy. Live from AJ Sports Grill at the Alley, 13th and Greenwich Road.